The question was asked, we have a concept in halacha that glass does not absorb. So sometimes people have glass plates, glass cups, a Pyrex, a glass dish that they put in the oven. Today, we look at anything that looks like glass and we call it glass. It's not so simple. Factually, there's a difference between Duralex and Pyrex. Some of these are made of metal, out of lead. Some of them are made of sand. They're not all the same. However, from a halachic perspective, my tradition is that we go with the opinion, there are differing opinions about each one, which are treated like glass. My tradition is that we view all of them as glass, even though there are differences between them. So we will, for our discussion, we will assume that we are not differentiating between all the different, I shouldn't say all, but the different types that I know about that look like glass. So when we say glass, we will use a broad term for glass, that see-through thing that looks like glass. Okay, we'll call it that. So our rule with glass is that glass does not absorb. Sfaradim go with this. And Ashkenazim have a custom to be more stringent, that even though glass, when it is smooth, does not absorb. Again, glass, when it is smooth, does not absorb. Sometimes there are designs on the glass. That's not the glass we're talking about. So long as the glass is smooth, it does not absorb. Now the question becomes, where do we treat glass as something that doesn't absorb? So you ask any Jewish home, and they'll tell you they don't use the same Pyrex for meat and dairy. Because the idea that glass does not absorb has been used with regards to our cups. People will use the same glass cups to drink tea at a dairy meal and at a meat meal. They wash them out, they're clean, but that's where we work with the assumption that glass does not absorb. However, will you find a home where they will use the same Pyrex to cook their meat on Shabbos and then to cook their dairy lasagna on a weekday? You won't find a house that does that. So we don't rely on this opinion that far. Where necessary, we could. Because technically that is the basis of the opinion in halacha. But we don't go that far. So then comes the next question. Well, what about my plates? So Ashkenazim for sure don't do that. Meaning Ashkenazim, our custom is that we do not use the same plates for meat and dairy. Even though on a plate, it is usually more lenient. Because usually on a plate, you take things out of the pot and put it on a plate. Today we have a new reality, where even on a plate, you could have a kli rishon. Once upon a time, the assumption was that anything that came to a plate was heated in a pot, and then you took it out of the pot, or the pan, or whatever, and you put it on the plate. So it was always kli sheni. A plate was at least kli sheni, and maybe even kli shlishi. However, today, with microwaves, so we have a reality where you could have a plate that's being cooked on, where people will take a slab of meat, or they'll take their lasagna or their pizza, and they'll stick it in the microwave, and be'etzem, you're going back to our original question. We said, do we use the same Pyrex for meat and dairy? No one does. Well, our glass plates today are not so different anymore, being that people use microwaves, so to heat a slice of pizza on a plate is the same as putting the Pyrex in the oven. Yeah. And that's why even if a person were to say, well, I'm a Yeki, we use the same glass for meat and dairy or whatever, we don't really do it for cooking. For cooking, for baking, we do not use the same. Where we do is for tea, where it's a question of bringing the dish to the table. If I'm having a meat meal or a dairy meal, so people will use the same glass cups to make kiddush, and they'll use the same glass cup for tea, and they'll use the same glass cup for a cup of coffee with milk afterwards. So even though I made my coffee in this cup, isn't it a dairy cup? It's a glass. There we're lenient. But to go so far as to say my plates are going to be the same for dairy and meat, that I Ashkenazim for sure don't have that custom. As far as I know, Sfaradim wouldn't do that either. If a person were to argue, you know, I'm being invited to someone's house and that's what they do, you could eat at their house. Because they have what to rely on. There is such an opinion in halacha. Should we do that in our own house? No. We shouldn't do that in our own house. But if someone else does that, if your wife is insistent, this is what her mother did and she's not willing to change, don't fight over it. There is a basis for such an opinion. Yeah. Okay?